What's up, world? First recording right here of the Lakers podcast that is going to be named at a later time. My name is Ryan. Some people call me Rai Chai. Feel free to do the same. Next to me in the driver's seat is...
What's up, world? It's Miles. Just call me Miles.
And in the back seat...
We got Mark. Yeah, that's about it, Mark.
Oh, we got two gentlemen who prefer no nicknames, and the reason why I'm mentioning seats is because we are literally recording this podcast in a freaking car. Low budget, humble beginnings for this podcast.
Shout out to Sater Brothers, Tustin. Thanks for letting us use your parking lot. Love it.
Incredible parking lot.
So quiet.
Very clean. Very preferable. I mean, it'd be great if they were a sponsor or something, but you know, it's just a little free plug for them. Looks like they got fresh local
produce.
Produce is what the sign says. Tree blocking one of the other signs, but I mean, they've done an incredible job with the structure here. Anyways, so the purpose of this podcast is really just to cover the Lakers. Nothing too fancy about it. Just a group of friends. There may be others who hop on from time to time as well who. We would have these conversations anyways at some point during our week, whether it be a text message, Instagram stories, etc., etc. And we figured we just record them, put it out in the world, and see what happens. So we're here just to have a good time, and hope you guys enjoyed as well. But, gentlemen, the Lakers played their first preseason game of the season
Woo-hoo!
A couple nights ago, and they looked pretty good. Looked pretty darn good. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Anything stand out to you gents? Speechless?
Miles is ready to drive off in the sunset, apparently.
Let's go!
Miles is 10-2 right now, and I have no idea why. His seatbelt is on. Miles, why'd your seatbelt on?
You guys ready to go?
I mean...
Let's go for a drive.
This doesn't feel safe. But on a serious note, can we just clap for Anthony Davis wearing the Lakers purple and gold?
Yeah!
I mean...
Love you, Anthony!
That man, he's a bad boy. He is a bad boy. He freaking wrecked. I think in the first quarter, he had like 5 dunks.
Yeah.
Something crazy. I saw the Instagram stories floating around, circulating the webs. He's an animal, guys. He is a force to be reckoned with. He's gonna be a difference maker.
In closing, though, I would like to ask you gentlemen this.
Closing, yeah, we're wrapping.
I thought we were.
No.
Oh.
But it's all good. But go ahead.
We're reshooting the beginning.
You know what?
Oh my gosh!
We're leaving this in.
Yeah.
Leaving it in.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda.
Yeah, not gonna lie,
dude,
guys,
we need to do one of those freaking TikTok things. Have you seen them where they like jump into the pool and they do all the Avengers stuff?
Oh, yeah, I've only like seen one of them.
Dude,
TikTok. I didn't know it was a
we
thing.
Totally should TikTok do that.
We're old That'd guys. That's what the youngins are doing.
Whatever happened to Vine?
Yeah, that's like the new Vine.
Yeah, it literally is a new Vine.
New Vine.
But I think we'd do a pretty good job with that.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I can try that out. I'm down.
Wakanda forever.
Obviously, I want to be Black Panther. That's the only reason why I want to do it.
And no, it's not because he's black, for those of you who don't know this man. It's just because he identifies with Wakanda. Oh, man.
But anyways, yeah, loving those Lakers. They were great. That first game was amazing. I loved, like, the vibe and just how they came out. They've been so serious throughout practice. I've been watching all of their interviews after practice. Avery Bradley's been standing out, and they just have been so serious, and it showed in the game. Avery Bradley picking up Steph from the get-go, full court. LeBron diving for that ball in a preseason game to save the ball.
It's kind of scary to me, not going to lie.
It was scary, but, I mean, I love Durag LeBron. He's freaking amazing.
He is.
Freaking amazing.
Reminds me of that meme. What's that meme that they show where it's like Denzel?
He always has a cigarette.
Yeah, this is I love that meme. It's so hilarious.
Lakers in full. Lakers in 6 or whatever.
Yeah. I just want to say we should have brought back Lance Make 'em Dance.
Oh, man. He would have been great.
I'm going to miss that guy.
Wait, where is he now?
He's like in China.
Yeah.
In, like, his first game, he, like, put up, like, 30 point, almost triple-double.
He could score. He could score the ball. He was,
like, dancing in China.
I love that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Long live the air guitar. Seriously. I hope someone busts it out during the season at some point just to pay tribute to him.
Yeah, a little shout-out.
A little ode. Ode to Lance.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass. Yeah. But, yeah, the Lakers played their first preseason game a couple days ago at the time of this recording. They beat the Warriors handily in the Warriors' new Chase Center Arena. And it was a good one. I know it's only preseason, but they looked very, very good. The biggest thing that stood out to me, guys, and let me know what stood out to you, but for me it was the size. Like,
that's what she said.
And we went there in the first podcast.
We did, you know.
We love The Office. We're big fans of The Office.
There goes our clean
handle. Sorry, boys.
No, I don't think that counts, but
yeah. I don't think that counts. That's what she said, too.
Oh, man. There it is. Now we're definitely,
flat. We're all married, okay? We're all married.
It's true. It is true. Sorry to disappoint any ladies out there who are serenaded by our voices.
We've all been there, done that, okay?
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. What was the point?
The pressure to perform repeatedly.
Whoa, okay. No, not that
we
point.
We looked big out there.
Oh, yeah.
We looked big out there,
yes,
yeah.
Okay, that's where it tailed off.
No, but I thought the same thing. I looked at it came out. I'm like, man, this lineup looks huge.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. But
someone censor this man.
It is because the Warriors, like, I think their two tallest players are like 6'7", and Draymond Green and Pascal.
Yeah.
Wait, Pascal.
Yeah. Isn't that his name?
Siakam?
No, for the Warriors.
Oh, maybe there's a guy named Pascal. I don't know. But yeah, no, they looked dramatically larger than the Warriors.
That's what she said.
And oh my gosh. We're never getting past this. Anyways.
They did look huge.
They did. Can we stop saying it so so weirdly? I don't know.
Especially compared to the Warriors who look so small.
Come on.
It was
now.
Just like, it was
Marty Spellman, that's who I meant.
Spellman.
Pascal.
I don't know why I said that.
I mean, Spellman's probably not like a household name or anything anywhere, so.
Yeah.
I don't think Pascal is either. It's a cut type of color, isn't it? Pascal.
What about Siakam, though?
No, pastel is a type of color. Pascal is like a French name.
Oh, man.
Well, we've gotten way off topic.
We have.
Yeah. Love them Lakers, though. They were doing so well. So excited.
It's preseason, so, you know, these conversations are they're not going to be concrete.
I mean, and I loved the starting lineup. It was great.
I liked it, too. Avery Bradley. Incredible effort. Wow. Picking up Steph full court. Bold move. But I appreciated the statement. Seriously. That's a tone-setting move for the rest of the season.
Seriously. What do you guys think? So, how far do you think this Lakers... I know it's only been one game, but how far do you think we can go this year? You think we win it all? You think we go playoffs? You think... What's up?
All right. I'm going to keep it real. Minimum... Western Conference Finals. Everything the fanboy in me wants to say championship or bust, but we have some tough competition across the hallways of Staples Center, and it pains me to say it, but the Clippers have a legitimate roster. They do. They're going to be good. And for that reason, I see the Western Conference Finals as the minimum requirement for this Lakers team. Like, if we get there and get bounced, which I hope doesn't happen, it's likely going to come at the hands of the Clippers if we were to lose. But if we lose to anyone else, then it's a failure in my eyes. Like, it just can't happen anywhere else. But I don't know. I ultimately want us to make the finals, of course, and I think it's very, very possible. Like, the size of this team is just ridiculous.
My wife's here. She needs her cleats. Sorry.
Give your wife her cleats. All right.
She has football tonight.
That's true. These are the joys of recording a podcast in the car, guys. You know, things like this happen. got beeping noises.
Miles giving his wife cleats.
Oh, and she's waving to us. We wave back. Miles re-enters the vehicle. Incredible, incredible transaction taking place. Does your wife have her cleats?
She does. She's a baddie, man. She plays flag football.
How does it make you feel that you're sitting in a car and talking to a single phone amidst three other guys in close proximity while your wife is going to be a beast?
Todd Gurley down.
Seriously. Your wife's going to play football.
She's more of a Luke Kuechly, solid linebacker, throws down that big, like, Anquan Boldin, like, receiver, you know?
Anquan Boldin.
You know, like, a solid, like, possession receiver.
I just want to say,
just toss the ball up and she'll grab it no matter what.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Should we make your wife a meal for when she comes home? Like, I feel like she's taking care of the manly duties. Like, least we can do is make sure that she doesn't feel like she has to also carry the feminine, womanly duties that sometimes...
Whoa, it's 2019, Ryan. We're not about that anymore, you know?
I emphasize the word sometimes.
It's not about femininity.
Come along anymore, you know? With a relationship.
Hashtag me too. My wife plays football and I'm proud of her. I love you, my wife.
It's all right. This is all part of it.
Yeah. Hi.
Absolutely.
I'm on the podcast.
Say hello.
For the record, I'm not a Lakers fan.
Whoa.
Wow.
Get her out of here.
Just talked about how cool
up the window. Roll up the window.
But I support you guys in this endeavor. And I don't think they're a bad team, but it's okay.
Who's better? Who's better? Who's your team?
Yes.
You'll have to pay me to come on here. So, whoa. Like, I can't just give my words for
a woman who knows her worth. You love to see that in 2019.
Bye.
Aw. Bye. You married
She's
up.
She's a Warriors fan.
You married up.
I did. She's a Warriors fan, though.
Is she?
Yeah, it sucks.
All right. Sucks. Did she just start watching basketball recently?
No. She's... Yeah, actually.
No, so that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Most people who just recently started watching basketball are Warriors fans.
Well, she's from Seattle. She was born in Tacoma. So that's why she's a big Seahawks fan, and she would be a Sonics fan if there was a Sonics team, but ever since they moved away to OKC.
Yeah. I was just listening to a podcast, actually, called The Corp. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's hosted by Alex Rodriguez and Big Cat from Barstool Sports.
Oh, I love Big Cat.
It's so funny. But going along what you just said about the team moving from Seattle, there's an interview that they did with Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, and he was one of the key owners of the Seattle Supersonics. And he was one of the main decision makers in the Seattle Supersonics being sold to the group who ultimately moved the team to OKC. Really, really good listen. So I just thought of that, but it's a good podcast too, you know.
Shout out to the Corp.
The Corp, yeah.
Feature us. We don't have a name yet, but podcast. Like, just say the Lakers podcast that was recorded in a car at Sater Brothers. And everyone will like Google it, and they'll find us.
Incredible SEO. Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about again?
I don't know. Your wife kind of interrupted us.
Yeah. I know, guys.
Married life.
Throw things off, you know.
Married life.
Football. Whatever. Lakers, best team ever.
What are you guys most looking forward to about this season? Whether it's a player, a game that they're playing, a new rivalry, et cetera, et cetera. What's something you guys are looking forward to? We'll start with Mark as he's doing some sort of exercise in the back seat back there.
I think just the wide openness of the NBA.
Yeah.
This hasn't been like this since KD signed with the Warriors.
Very, very true.
Yeah, and I just want to see that matchup, Clippers-Lakers.
Opening night.
Always been a big fan of Paul George and Kawhi.
Both local guys.
Yeah, on the Clippers.
Actually, Kawhi went to high school right up the street from me in Rye Guy.
That's true.
Rye Guy King Crab Stir Fry is what I call him in my household. But yeah, I'm excited for that matchup.
Yeah, all of us here are SoCal natives, by the way, for those who do not know. So we have a strong connection to a lot of the players as well.
But don't worry, fam. We're not traitors like PG and Kawhi. We stay true.
We do stay true. Purple and gold. We do stay true. It is interesting, though. It's crazy to... I don't know. I'm still, like, digesting.
No, the question is, if we lose to the Clippers...
Oh, gosh.
In...
Please, no.
Western Conference Finals. Do you root for the Clippers, then, to win?
Are you kidding me?
Are you guys rooting the Clippers to win over, like, the Bucks, then, or...
Who are they playing? The Bucks? If they're playing the Bucks?
I mean, they're playing... Who are the only good teams in the East? The Bucks and Philly. Sixers,
yeah.
I mean, we saw Boston, basically, in FIBA, and we lost to Turkey and Greece and Paris. Like, what...
Yeah, Boston's so, trash. Not,
Boston, yeah, Boston's good. Been trash. So it's like...
Honestly, I don't think I can pull for the Clippers.
So then you root for Giannis?
Yeah.
Since we got that Antetokounmpo connection?
Yes.
Having his brother?
Way to pronounce his name. Yeah, I was very fearful of having to pronounce his name on this podcast. I was just going to call him Giannis for a Greek freak, but you... Can you say it again?
Antetokounmpo. I haven't practiced
it. He nailed it, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to work on that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if we lose to the Clippers, I'm gonna have a hard time rooting for them to ultimately pull it off. Because we're...
Say we don't lose to the Clippers then, though. But if, like, we get knocked out by another team and the Clippers... I'm just saying, if the Clippers make it to the finals, whether they knock us out or Houston knocks us out and they knock out Houston...
Yeah.
Do we root for the other LA team?
I couldn't do it. And here's why. It's not because of the team. It's not because of the players or the coach or anything like that. The fans. Clipper fans have come out of nowhere.
There's so many.
I don't know who they are. I don't know why they're acting like they have this deep-rooted loyalty. Like,
they're like infestation. They've just been growing.
Yes. It's like a disease.
Yeah.
And it just pains me to see it spreading the way it is. And I couldn't... Oh, man.
You know their...
I couldn't do it.
Their owner, Steve that. Ballmer?
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer. You guys have watched Despicable Me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Groot, the guy, the main guy, right?
Yeah.
Steve he Pro? Looks like him. The character, doesn't he? Like the nose, the belly, his skinny, really, really skinny arms, long, lanky arms. He looks exactly like him.
Never thought about that. Next time I'm watching that, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Oh, but, man. Where's my phone?
Oh, great.
Did my wife take my phone?
Why would she take your phone?
I don't know.
Is it in the trunk?
I don't know. Just kidding.
Are you serious? Oh, it's right here.
Oh, I'm going to pull up. No, I want to pull up a picture for you guys. I want to show you that. Steve Ballmer looks like the guy from Despicable Me.
While he's looking that up, since you guys weren't able to actually witness that with your eyes, Miles was looking for his phone that was directly in front of him, resting on the dashboard. Right in that little, like, that little nook in between the steering wheel and the speedometer where you can, I don't know, you don't really put anything there, but it was right in front of him.
It's the nook.
The nook.
Dude, they've written an article about it. Steve Ballmer totally looks like the Despicable Me guy.
He does. He does.
Look at that. That is, look at it. It's crazy. The nose, everything. It's scary. What if he really is the Despicable Me guy?
Since you guys can't see this, you need to just Google it. What'd you Google?
Steve Ballmer, Despicable Me. It'll be the first thing that pops up.
Great search.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
It's like straight to the point. He looks like him, shouts like him, talks like him, noses like him.
He does have pretty good energy, I will say that.
Yeah.
His energy when he's like just yelling in the stands.
Would you? It's a picture of him with his tongue out. Would you guys want an owner that's super outspoken like Ballmer or Mark Cuban? I guess the late Dr. Buss was, I mean, he was definitely outspoken, but was he someone who was like very like charismatic on the sidelines, like standing up and cheering and arguing with the refs?
No, not that old. I feel like teams, if you think about it, teams that have owners like that are teams that don't have like crazy big fans. Like, and I say that meaning, like, who are the Laker fans?
Celebrities.
Huge celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, those are the guys that are out there screaming for them, you know? We have...
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. Jack Black. Will Ferrell. Like, we have huge names that are just ridiculous on the stand.
Ourselves. Also huge.
On the side.
Just check that's what the she said.
It's back! Hey-o!
Definitely walked into that. Unfortunate.
Yeah, we...
But yes, so you're saying, like, owners like Ballmer or Cuban are trying to manufacture energy that they're not seeing from the fan
base. Right, they have to make up for their poor fan bases that are so small and insignificant and don't bring the energy.
Mm.
Looking at you, Dallas, and fake LA. Literally, remember when they had to cover our championship banners?
Yeah.
With DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, and CP3.
That's pretty
funny. I have to say is, where is CP3, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan now?
They're gone. Aren't they still covering the banners, though?
I think they are. Now it'll be Kawhi and PG.
Wow.
And who's their third player? Skip to my Lou.
Zubats! Yeah, okay.
Oh, that is one Laker I do miss, too.
I miss him, too.
Ah!
Why did we trade him? We traded him for Muscala.
Talk to Magic.
Did never played.
Oh, gosh. And it was such a random move because we weren't... Like, we were out of the playoff picture. It wasn't, like...
Needed. It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't needed. Like, yeah, it wasn't, like, an insurmountable deficit to make it into the playoffs at that point. But the writing was on the wall and very clear. We weren't going to make it. So why make... gosh.
I digress.
Yeah, I do miss Zubats.
Yeah. He didn't even want to be moved. And you've heard the stories, right?
Mm-mm.
The Clippers weren't even trying to make a trade. They were approached by the Laker front office for that trade.
Sucks.
And where's Muscala now? Dude, I don't even know where... He's probably not in the league. Again, another name, like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Muscala. Just not set up for success.
When I hear Muscala, I think of, like, muscles.
Yeah, I want to eat it.
Or Mufasa.
I didn't think of that.
No, sorry. I think, like, mussels from the ocean, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, too, but I don't like mussels.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've ever had them.
You started to like seafood, though. You're eating sushi again.
That's true.
Or sushi for the first time.
True.
Excuse me. You're really enjoying it.
I am kind of easing into it, though, because I prefer, like, crunch rolls and...
So shrimp.
The shrimp.
The tempura stuff.
Yeah.
I think so.
Easy stuff.
I don't like when the primary, like, wrap is seaweed. I like it when it's rice.
Right. And then the stuff is inside.
Yeah. Also, a random question. For sushi, can you ever take multiple bites in like, a clean manner? Like, if I just want to take, like, half a bite and chew it, swallow it, and then take another bite, is that possible? Because I can never get it.
Traditionalists will say that you're never supposed to take one bite.
Really?
Everything is supposed to... I mean, double bites. Everything, or two bites. Everything is supposed to be one bite. You're supposed to finish every piece on its own.
Traditional. What does that mean? Just like...
Like, if you go to a fancy four-star sushi place, like, they will talk to you and tell you not to do that. Or they will get upset because it's offending them. And you kind of like...
So it's like in the corner upset.
Yeah.
This guy's taking two bites over there.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Japanese, very, like, all about honor and kind of thing like that. So it's like, it'll definitely be about tradition and eating that full bite.
Yeah.
But, like, here in the U.S., half a bite with seaweed is, like, impossible anyway. It's going to break apart.
Yeah. And that's what was frustrating me. And it was making me... really question whether or not it should be eaten in two bites because
if this is worth it.
Yes, good point. If it's worth it, A, and B, if it's even meant to be eaten in that way, because I would take a bite and the seaweed would still be like attached, like I couldn't bite it off completely to where it would be two bites. It would just be like hanging from my mouth like a fool. It was just unfortunate. So, all right, well, listeners out there who are looking to make the jump into sushi like I previously have or recently have, one bite, or you will look very white. That rhymes. anyways, a little tidbit of knowledge for you all and for myself.
That's the best thing Muscala has ever done for the Lakers. Let us talk about sushi.
Educate
us about sushi. Thank you, Michael Muscala.
Thank you.
Your life is complete now. Thank you for providing us Laker fans with something.
I'm forever grateful.
To talk about, yeah.
Wow.
Godspeed. Michael Scala.
It's like a eulogy? Godspeed. He's not dead.
To me, he is.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he's like, figured.
I'm putting it all in the past now.
You are.
All in the past. Have to move forward. Dude, why does my munchkins keep, like, leaking? My munchkins keep spreading powdered sugar all over my car. I don't need to,
Munchkins aren't his children. They are, mini donuts from Dunkin' Donuts that just have the name Munchkins.
Dude, oh! I don't need to, like, look like a crackhead with all this white powder all over my car, you know?
No, you do not need that. Let's transition to another Lakers-related topic before we lose all listenership, if that's a word. What else? I guess we can talk about...
Why is this lady coming up?
Oh, someone's coming up to us.
Hi.
I'm trying to body, like, this. My card has a hold on. I'm just short, like, $10 for the babies and for Mel and diapers. There, you can help me out. Like, anything.
I think I have a little bit.
I have my wallet.
I don't get paid till tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
don't tell my wife.
Well, I'm she's going to listen to this podcast. Someone definitely just came up to us expressing the financial need. We were sitting outside Stater Brothers in a car and didn't have enough money to pay for, what was it, some kids' supplies?
Like, yeah, diapers and stuff. And just kind of watching her, keeping an eye. It does look like she's heading for the Stater Brothers, so.
That's good.
It's definitely a good thing.
Miles, you're a good man. You helped her out.
Yeah.
Miles generously met a need tonight.
Right. I mean, that was like 7 meals at Costco, but... It's okay.
Costco does have good value.
Babies need it, yeah.
True.
Babies need it more.
True.
But anyway, back to the Lakers.
In the grander scheme of life, you know, Lakers are a huge part of all of our lives, but it's nice to be able to
give back.
Keep things in perspective, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is just basketball.
Agreed.
But they better freaking win a championship this year.
Or long playoff run.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Come on, surprise yes. us. Like Mark was saying, the parity in the league is like ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
Like, no one legitimately can guess who will win the championship. Like, no one will know because it's so open this year.
Yeah, it's true. Who do you guys see being the largest threat to the Lakers in the Western Conference outside of the Clippers? Because the Clippers are kind of a given. Everyone knows that. Do you see any other team being of a concern in the 7-game series? Thoughts?
I secretly think, and I think everyone's sleeping on them, but I really, really, really love the Trailblazers.
Really?
Like, I think if I was
I'm
not
definitely
a Laker,
sleeping on them.
If I was not a Laker fan, I think I'd be a Trailblazers fan because of just like the grit that Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum have shown.
They have.
They're getting Nurkic back. They've upgraded from two players in Al-Farouq Aminu and Mo Harkless that had great defense but could not hit an open three if their life depended on it, to yeah. Rodney Hood, who came clutch in the playoffs for them, and to Kent Bazemore. Shout out former Laker, who has yep. great D and can hit consistently a three-pointer, wide-open three-pointer for them.
Yeah.
And add in Hassan Whiteside, they match Lakers up in size. There's not another team that can match them up in size. Literally just when CJ and Dame are having tough days, just drop it down low to those two and let them go to work and get some kind of consistent scoring.
Yeah.
There's no other team in the league that has that much of a size.
Right.
Or that great of a defense either.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm sleeping on them. I think you bring up some good points for sure, but I'm going to stay asleep. I'm going to stay asleep on them. I'll hit the snooze button and
yeah.
They have so much playoff experience.
Yeah.
Like they're there consistently every year.
They just haven't done anything with it.
I mean, they had
Western Conference Finals last year.
They did. They had a great run. Dame is incredible. That man has hit some crazy shots.
He's a bad, bad man. And he raps like a bad, bad man, raps. Too. He's much better than Shaq, even with their little feud right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's in the middle of that little feud. Yeah, as of this recording, Shaq and Dame Dala are in the middle of a rap battle. And I haven't listened to them. Have you guys listened to them? I've only been seeing, like, the lyrics, like, posted.
No, I haven't really.
Yeah, so
I saw
no.
the lyrics, too.
Yeah.
That's funny. What if they're actually not releasing music at all? They're just, like, releasing a sentence. Like, one bar every day. That's really all they need to do. No, I mean, I wonder, like, what percentage of people are actually listening to the songs.
After Shazam, I have not listened to anything Shaq in the entertainment world. It just doesn't work for him. Just stick to TNT, NBA TNT.
He does that.
And DJ Diesel. Those are two great things.
DJ Diesel is a new venture for him, right? Like, yeah. This isn't, he hasn't been doing this for a while.
It's been like 4 years actually now.
Okay. Yeah, that's a while then.
Yeah. Shaq, he's amazing, man. Love that dude.
He is. He's a heck of a businessman, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Papa John's. You know, I think they're going to make a comeback.
I think they will. Because Peyton still has ownership in it as well, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a good question. What's funny is, so, recent get-together of friends at my parents' house for, like, a birthday party. My dad gave me the option. He's like, you know what? I want to contribute the food for this event, or some of the food. Let me get pizza for you guys. So I was like, all right. I appreciate that. It's really nice of you. And he gave me two options. He said, there's a Papa John's close by, and there's a Pizza Hut close by. You can choose. I normally, 10 times out of 10, will choose Pizza Hut. Huge fan of their pan pizza. Good stuff. Pepperoni sausage. Typical order.
Guys, but we should get a free pizza tonight. I can get us a free pizza tonight. Are you guys hungry? We can each get a free pizza tonight.
Can we get a free pizza tonight?
Dude, let's go get a free pizza.
Damn, let me
free medium pizza. Chargers got an interception in the last game. Shout out LA Chargers. What's up?
Nice.
If anytime they get an interception, Pizza Hut will give you a free medium one topping pizza.
Man, we are ready for paid endorsements.
Yes, let's go. What's up, Pizza Hut?
I'm down. Let me finish this point, though. Okay. But so instead of going with what I would normally get at Pizza Hut, I chose Papa John's specifically because Shaq now has, what is it, ownership or stake in the company and is trying to turn it around. So I was like, I had to help out a former Laker great. I don't usually eat at Papa John's, but I chose Papa John's. And we contributed, or my dad contributed, at least $50. So Shaq, you're welcome. I hope those $50 are well invested and well received.
Yeah. Love you, Shaq. We'll never forget what you did for us.
Never forget. I'm totally down for pizza.
Yeah, pizza sounds great. And some Frosted Flakes after.
You have Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
I haven't had that in years.
Dude, it's so good.
Sounds good, though.
And then a skillet?
I don't know about that. Go for a grand slam. So, we'll draw this to a close. All right, so Miles, your pick for the Lakers' sneaky competitor in the Western Conference is Portland. Mark, how about you, man? Who do you think the Lakers should be on the lookout for in the West?
I think the Warriors, to be honest. I know I just demolished them in the preseason, but that is the preseason. Can't really take into any cred on that one. I don't know, Steph. D'Angelo Russell, Clay, those guys can knock down shots when he comes back. And it's basically like the same starting unit of that 73-plus win team.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true, because KD wasn't there. Harrison Barnes was in there, but...
Yeah, they just added D-Russ. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take D'Angelo over Harrison Barnes.
So if those guys can, like, get hot...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys can... just light up threes and
yeah, they're gonna be able to score
minutes.
True.
They're gonna be the Kansas City Chiefs of the NBA.
I think we saw a little bit of it in the second quarter when they started to come back. You know,
they never did.
Got a lead, but it was like down the lead. Lakers' lead was down to like 3 to 5 points.
Yeah,
because they had a nice, solid, like old school run and gun. Not old school, but like old school for the Warriors, run and gun Warriors again. Mm-hmm. Where they're just like scoring so quick, bunches. Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
Sleeper in the West? Oh, man. Gosh. Clippers are the obvious one, but I need to find a sleeper here. I'd probably go Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right there. They're on the cusp of rounding out into a legitimate contender. They have pieces. They have playoff experience now. Mm. I think they're going to be able to put it together really, really soon.
Michael Porter, too, is coming back.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Joker looks in shape for once. He actually does.
Does he?
Yeah, that they were talking about it. He looks a lot more in shape.
He looks pretty jacked.
And he looks jacked.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, because he always looked, like, just so pudgy. Like, not, like, fat, but just, like, he had unnecessary weight, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was still doing so much.
He was destroying teams.
That had to be so frustrating to, like, have to guard him and, like, you probably, like, look at film of him and you're like, oh, he can't be that good, you know, like...
He's the sneaky white dude, the big white dude in pickup at LA Fitness or 24 Hour.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy's not that good.
Right.
Who's just, like, fundamental.
Yeah, but he's not that good either. Not the best dribbler, not flashy at all, but makes the best passes, hits all his open threes.
Yeah.
Has the up and under pump fake in the post down, mm-hmm. and you always bite, like, mm-hmm. solid.
Yeah.
Literally, European Tim Duncan.
Which is double the fundamentals, because when you think European, you think fundamentals. When you think Tim Duncan, you think fundamentals. You got double dose of fundamentals. Yeah, so I'll go with Denver. They're going to be good. They're going to be really good. Jamal Murray, you know, you don't like to see that man having success as a things, the grief he's caused the Lakers, but I think they'll be there.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yeah. So Lakers have one, as of this recording, one preseason game under their belt. They have, I think it's about five more to go. Obviously, we're not going to put too much stock into how they perform in the preseason, but it is encouraging to see that they performed really well in their first game. And AD, man, it's just good to see that guy perform the way that he was. So, yeah, that'll do it for this episode of the To Be Announced podcast name. We don't have a name yet. We'll be working on that. Feel free to subscribe, and next episode will be out in about a week. The goal is to get episodes out once a week, most likely on Sunday night, Monday morning, ready for the beginning of the week for you guys. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to talking some more Lakers next week. Any closing remarks from you gents? As Mark takes apart his phone in the back seat. All right.
Just looking forward to the season.
All right, let's go.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. We doing pizza?
Let's go.
Let's do some pizza.